This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
That was a UFO beaming back at you. Now, they've been coming here ever since 1946, and they have been living and working among us in vast quantities ever since. The government knows all about them. These leaders have decided to repress this information because of the tremendous shock that it would cause to our antiquated system.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal. Brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. The air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it.
The whole truth about JFK, 9/11, Area 51, the Illuminati, the moon landings, Jesus and Magdala, the CIA, KGB, and AIDS, the reptilian elite, Watergate, the New World Order, Bilderberg, the MKUltra Project, the history of the world and the oppression of the human consciousness, and the truth about God, the devil, heaven, hell, and the delicate fabric of the universe.
You gotta say, I am as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Welcome to Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production brought to you this week and every week by audible.com. Go to our website, surrealtalkpodcast.com. You know the routine. Find the banner for Audible and create your own 30-day trial account and get a free audiobook download. And if you're looking to do some shopping, go to our website first and then click the Amazon banner. And anything that you buy is going to directly support our show. You might actually...
Anything UFO-related they could buy?
Oh, I'm sure there's all kinds
of UFOs.
What,
on Amazon?
Yeah. I think they've got UFOs wholesale.
They got little UFO stuffed animals.
Well, yeah, you could buy like remote control UFOs. But I'm talking about more like UFO prevention or like trying to get their attention.
Yeah, they got tinfoil hands.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so like they don't hit you in the...
Take me.
Well, you can't be abducted if you're wearing tinfoil hands.
Yeah, anyway, sorry to interrupt you there.
Right. But, okay, so we're going to start the show. We are back this week, me, Everett.
Alex.
And Alex.
Welcome back, Alex.
Part two. Welcome back again. Alex is back.
Thank you, sir.
Part two for UFOs, you guys. Part two. Part one was fun, to say the least. We had a lot to talk about, but we have a lot more to talk about here on part two. So I think we should start with some of the actual organizations that are out there actively looking and searching for UFOs.
The only one that on the list, well, I guess there's two of them that are worth talking about, is SETI and MUFON.
Yeah. Well, no, I would think...
well, let's go through them all.
MUFON, yeah.
The only one I've ever heard of is SETI.
Really?
I was even unaware that there was any others.
SETI is the Center for Study of Extraterrestrial.
Yeah, they're
in that like Berkeley or somewhere?
I don't know who runs any of those, to be honest with you.
I don't trust them. That's the only familiar one to me.
I run that one.
You run that one?
I run
that one. Give us what you got on these here.
Well, I know that everyone's heard of, if you're familiar with UFOs, I know you've heard of MUFON. I've heard of MUFON, the Mutual UFO Network, which is just, actually anybody can be a member of MUFON. It's just if you have something credible to offer to, you know, the narrative.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool, they got a pretty cool website too, MUFON.com. You can go in there and...
And that's a worldwide...
Right, you can go and put in like, you know, your sightings and whatnot, and they keep track of that kind of thing.
Yeah, they definitely, it's...
Like they got a live UFO map. You can check out the last 20 UFOs reported at their website or search their UFO database.
Yeah, they got it so going on there, MUFON.
Yeah, I think I could
Mutual
add some information
UFO
to
Network.
It.
And they're not government. So there's that.
Probably that's probably the best thing about them is so that they're not government
affiliated.
They're
their own independent organization.
There is the Aerial Phenomena Inquiry Network, which that just shouts UFO.
Aerial Phenomena. It could be fireballs, man.
Right, but, well, I mean, yeah.
Meteors?
I guess. The Center for UFO Studies.
Who runs that? CUFO?
I do.
It's always you.
The Center for UFO Studies.
Yeah. Yeah, all they do all day is just study.
It's an international group of scientists, investigators, and whatnot. That seems to be another...
it's about the same as the last one.
Yeah, just another group of people, actually. It doesn't look like they're more than less just a club of guys.
Oh, what about New Fork? The National UFO Reporting Center.
What about it?
I mean, and these are all just places. Like, we're just going to show you that there are definitely people
Google
out
these
there
things, because we're not giving you crap for
actively looking. No, these are just.
I want to know how many different.
There's a bunch, and then there's
alien searching
the
parties.
Jackofos. Jackofos.
How you pronounce that?
The JAHCUFOs.
Well, hell, I know like 12 guys from the campground. They all want to go look for UFOs, get in an RV, and we'll drive out there. Then we'll be a party.
Long story short, SETI is your...
They'll stop us at the fence, though. It's private property.
Right.
Is SETI government
run? We can go to the mailbox.
No, not at all.
So it's all private too? Good. You don't want to trust anything that's government run.
But I bet
that's
NASA.
Men in Black.
I bet NASA
that's
already
day one
knows
stuff.
The
they
aliens.
Know that. Yeah, you know NASA knows there's aliens.
Well, they're probably already talking to them. Getting all this sensitive technology.
Well, like he was saying last episode, did you see that about 3 weeks ago where they cut the live feed from the ISS station?
Oh. Uh-huh.
Pretty damning there.
I saw the video of that.
They see something.
Pretty damning there.
It looked like just a it didn't look like a UFO, so to speak. More like a weird floating like cotton swab or something out in the distance.
Was it unidentified?
It was a
UFO.
Was
it flying?
It was a UFO.
And
it looked like an alien ship, not specifically.
Okay.
So.
But it fell right into what we're talking about.
That said, man, we don't know what an alien ship
looks. Why would they
want to
hide that then? Why not just let us look at it and see what it is?
Right, that's what I don't get.
Why would they
want to
hide
even suppress that there are, if there are UFOs visiting us, why suppress that? Let us know,
man. You think society could handle knowing that
I could handle it, yes.
You know what that does to religion?
Nothing.
Yeah.
It does a lot to religion.
So much has done a lot to them, and they didn't change.
They would agree, right?
They've went through so much already.
It doesn't do nothing for them.
You
but think about
slow them down?
How easy is it for them to get new members after that happens?
Well, right, fair enough.
Wouldn't the Church of the Alien be getting new members?
They would be, but you think the Catholic Church, who says that God created humans to look like him, we are the center of the universe, do you think they want to know there's a greater community of civilizations out there that we are not the center of, nor are we really important?
Right, but at the same
time...
We've
known that for years when we found Native Americans.
But at the same time, if you can't accept truth when it's hitting you smack dab in the face, I feel sorry for you as well. Yeah, well, you know what I mean? And I'm not trying to alienate anybody in your religion,
truth,
but
just alien
when
truth.
Facts change, if I'll change my
facts
mind.
Facts don't change.
You get what I mean? When the information that I receive changes, then I'll change my mind. You know, if you present new facts to me, I've got no choice but to it. But that's where a lot of people differ. You know, some people are so held on to those beliefs that even with new facts hitting them right smack in the face, they would never change their beliefs.
Republicans,
so,
not.
Even if they told us
that
there was aliens, people wouldn't believe it.
Yeah, no, yeah, they're lying. That's not the cause. Or they would figure out a way to incorporate
that's
it into their
skeptics.
Beliefs.
Whenever I was doing research for this episode, man, a lot of that stuff I couldn't help but roll my eyes at. But, you know, some of it you can't say it's fake. Well, what got me the most, the thought I kept rehaving was there has been hundreds and hundreds of alien sightings, right? Of UFO
yes,
sightings.
Yes, yes. Hundreds of UFO sightings. Thousands of UFO sightings.
But they're almost always different.
There's been sightings that have been witnessed in individual sighting by thousands.
I understand that. But those are the ones that are more likely true.
Right.
But what
and,
I'm talking
and
about
they
is
got the same story. Oh,
yeah.
Your isolated
on video
incidents
and all.
Of Joe Blow down the country road, and it's always different. So
right.
These people, like, that's what gives UFOs
they got
a bad
strong
name.
Moonshine out there. So a lot of these
I was driving my 78 Ford down I-3.
I saw a bunch of flashing lights. Turned out it was my dashlight telling me I was out of gas and low on oil.
There was smoke everywhere. Yeah.
It came down from
they
the
had
sky.
Fog with
you
them.
Know, some of those, you know, they
smelled like
set my
burnt
truck on
you
fire.
You can't say that it never happens that people get abducted that way. But for the most part, whenever every one of these stories tells a different, you know, idea of what the ship looked like or what the aliens look like, it's
I can't go with that though. I have to go with and say that case to case basis, because I don't think it'd be that implausible that one guy could see one particular incident.
I'm not saying one guy did,
but I would say case to case. You're right. Probably 80%
of the 10,
individuals 000, are as a wrong
80.
Whatever. You get what I'm saying.
99.9.
I don't want to even put a percentage on it, but I'm saying I get the majority of the individual stories probably are something that's explainable.
Cry for help.
But I think it should still be investigated on it. Cry for help.
No, I think that a lot
desperate
of those
man at the end of his pitiful rope.
No, I think a lot of those sightings, people either really do something or they truly believe they saw something.
Right, and that's the thing. You know, they might not have seen what they thought they seen, but they've worked themselves up to see whatever it
like
is that they're
whenever
explaining.
They try to get somebody to pick out a witness, sometimes they can say things to convince them to pick somebody that isn't even.
Oh, you're talking about coercion.
Yeah, you can change people.
Or what if it was
about
like Walter White's fugue state?
One more time, what?
Walter White's fugue state in Breaking Bad. Remember whenever he he quote unquote forgot where he was. He was missing for 24
yeah,
hours.
Yeah, that was the best.
It was probably, you know, Jim that was driving down Route 3 after leaving Larry's pub or whatever. He's like, I went fucking shooting, or I went hunting. Didn't want to tell the wife. Aliens.
Aliens, yeah.
But then there's like Betty Jo Housewife who gets abducted, you know.
That has no reason to lie.
We're not saying that she has any reason to lie or unlie or that she's any credible or less credible. But whenever, every time the story's different, that's my point.
Well, sometimes you'll have very credible people reporting these. Ben Franklin, Navy officers, policemen.
True. I mean,
and they're reporting UFOs, and they are not.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's a very excellent point, Alex.
Even those, though, are so wildly different that you got to figure somebody who's vaguely credible is still full of shit.
Well, who says there's only one kind of alien?
That's fair.
Yeah, which but we'll talk we? About next week because we've got a really good list of the different types of aliens that are allegedly out there.
Is that what Earth is to these aliens? We're just some sort of cosmic tour ground?
Well, it might even be like the same alien, but different ships. Maybe they got different purposes.
Like,
I don't want to be UFOs.
So what we're saying is we see up there is the Ford Galaxy.
Right, yeah, and that one's the Pinto. Yeah.
I don't want to be so arrogant as to think that we could even understand their reasoning for visiting us. I mean, you know, we're thinking that they're thinking like us.
That's fair.
You know, and we don't know how they've...
Hell, they probably pop in.
We have
in
no
from
idea.
A,
you know
what
I mean?
Kind of logic goes in their mind.
They probably just teleport in from a fifth dimension or something.
I mean, that's possible.
I mean, hell, these UFOs are said to be responsible for mutilating farm animals. So what are they going to do to us? You know,
they also put off radiation that gives cancer.
Yeah. Oh man, yeah. Did you see the X-Files episode about the cancer vampires?
No.
That was a crazy good one.
Or the Watchmen when that big blue guy starts giving everyone radiation.
Ooh, Watchmen. That was good. Dr. Manhattan was his name. Anyway.
And he was multidimensional. He'd travel anywhere.
It's actually a good segue where we're going next. Power sources for alien ships.
Ooh, power sources.
So in pop culture, yeah, you got your warp drives, your hyper drives.
What if you just had
antimatter drives?
The transmitter of energy with its duplicate, and it always has the same energy, and then you use one whole planet to power one side, and then your ship can use all that energy on the other end. And all they'd really need to do is find a way to transport energy.
Explain that to me again.
Say you got two large stones, and they're connected through energy. And you can take one with you. And the other one, you can sit there and heat up and create more energy with.
So you're talking like two things are linked over a long distance. Spooky action at a distance, Einstein called it. Hold on.
Spooky action at a distance.
That's what Einstein called it.
That's how some atoms, when they're teleported, are in the same place for this, or two separate places at the same exact time.
You guys are talking
about
quantum teleportation?
Whenever they smash.
Entanglement. Quantum entanglement.
Quantum entanglement,
that's
yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, and they wouldn't even need to come up with a new power source. They would
that's
just
true.
Need to use that.
If they could figure out that's how real that is and how it works.
They say that the antimatter thing is a crazy concept, too. I watched a video on that today, and they said that if you had 1 ounce of antimatter and you got it, you know, mixed with 1 ounce of regular matter, it would create, like, 6 million times the explosion of the bombs that, you know, hit Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Yeah, well, in Star Trek, that's what the Federation ships all run is an antimatter warp drive. It's antimatter-matter reaction controlled, creates enough electricity or whatever. To create a warp reaction.
I guess it's whenever dark matter hits regular matter.
No, antimatter. That's completely different than dark matter.
Yeah, so antimatter is like...
We talked about dark matter.
The antithesis
a proton,
of matter.
Yeah. You got a proton, and it's positively charged. Well, the antimatter to that proton would be a...
negatively charged.
Positron is a negatively charged proton.
Proton, yeah. And then it's the exact opposite, am I right?
Well, positron is an electron's opposite, actually.
Exactly. A positron is the electron.
Right. It's a positively charged electron, but it's the anti.
And you can because you can get like anti-hydrogen and anti-oxygen together, and you can actually make anti-elements. So that's why you could have an ounce of this antimatter material.
It's completely invisible too, right? There's no way for light to reflect off it. So
it's just hard to collect. I think we've only collected something like a trillionth of a.
You can only control
we've only
it with
collected
like
a trillionth.
I didn't think they'd ever even found it.
No, it's not at CERN. They do it at a collider. Much like that in Chicago, but it's only 4 miles.
Fermi Lab.
It's only Fermi. That's exactly right. It's only 4 miles instead of like the 20 that is CERN.
Right.
And they've only collected something like 1 trillionth of a gram of antimatter since they started.
This is news to me. I thought it was only a theory out in the black hole in the middle of the galaxy.
They have to keep it going, though, because they have to keep that antimatter going, because if it touches the walls of the
anything. If it touches any regular matter.
Exactly.
Holy shit.
It's catastrophic.
Here's a figure I'm seeing. Antimatter costs $62.5 trillion a gram.
Wait, what?
I would like to smuggle that, I think.
$62.5 trillion a gram?
Yeah. That's like
we don't even
America's
have a gram.
Debt.
Yeah.
This is from Reddit. It said, Today I Learned, the TIO. I don't know if our listeners are familiar with Reddit, reddit.com. It's a really great place for discussions of any topic.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and you can get some pretty intelligent, credible people to...
This oh, is yeah, you can engage in very good conversations there because there's
I don't know how
credible
this is, but it comes from science.nasa.gov. I don't know if you've ever heard of them.
Oh, you mean Never a Straight Answer, NASA? Yeah, those guys.
Never a Straight Answer. So, but that's where the figure for, you know, how much it costs...
Figure four?
No, Ric Flair. that's where the figure for $62.5 trillion a gram.
So you create this antimatter, and then you somehow contain it and explode it.
Well, you contain it with magnetics is how they do it.
That's the thing, because, well, and I'm not talking about Star Trek, but they're at the Fermi laboratory or whatever. They keep it going around the thing. They keep it going because it actually stays in the middle of the big tube that it runs and rides around. Right. It stays dead in the middle of there, which I think it is with I think it is with magnetics, actually.
I think it's propulsed with magnets going off in synchronization.
But they can't turn it off or stop it because if it stops
giants,
and hits the side.
Those giant super magnets.
Yeah. Remember,
that's what the whole thing is a giant ring of supermagnets.
Which accelerates, a particle accelerator.
Right.
But yeah, so antimatter is a very, very crazy. I did watch a good video on that
today. I wonder if they can get anti-gravity out of that. That would be the real...
Well, we don't know completely what gravity is yet. We know that it's an effect of space by matter.
Didn't they find a gravity particle?
No, the gravity waves.
Well, they call it
gravitational waves, yeah.
Yeah,
well, that was the Higgs boson.
That's what I thought it was.
They're actually coming up with a new gravity wave detector.
All that did was I'm sorry. Give me one second. So all the Higgs boson was it was the particle that shows to give other particles mass.
Right.
That's why they call it the God particle.
Okay.
Because
and
without
mass
that,
gives gravity. All
without,
right.
Hey, you know what? That's a real.
It doesn't give gravity.
Yeah,
but
mass
without mass,
gravity.
You can't have gravity.
Mm. Right. Mass creates the distortion in space that allows for gravity.
There you go.
So
I mean, Alex is right then.
Sort of.
Okay, go ahead. So, sorry.
Technically,
what was I talking about before
right?
that?
I don't know. I didn't mean to interrupt, but that was such a good one.
Where were we talking about? Oh, no, I've lost it. Thanks, Al. But I think it was Eric's fault, but thanks, Al.
Yeah.
Where are we going to? Anti-gravity?
Oh, anti-gravity, gravitational waves. So
yeah.
They're throwing up a new gravitational wave detector. It's like three satellites out in space, like, you know, orbiting or whatever.
Uh-huh.
They've got lasers pointed at each other, right? And the thought is whenever those lasers move, like, in you know, relation to each of the others and screw up the triangle, it's going to be a gravitational wave that causes it. So recently they have another gravitational detector. But what happened was there was a collision of two black holes that they start to spin around each other as they're going to collapse into each other, orbiting faster and faster and faster.
Right, right, right.
And whenever they finally collapse into each other, they kind of wobble together. And whenever that happens, they're expanding and contracting, expands and contracts space and sends gravimetric waves across that.
Can you imagine the energy involved
just
in
like
that?
Water
so they could
waves.
Supposedly measure them with this triangular laser grid?
Right. They'll notice that there's a distance in space that's created by you know the expansion of space between them.
Right.
So you're saying the movement in the gravitational waves will affect how the lasers are...
Right. They'll detect that.
They'll
they're
detect
so far
that
apart.
It's a triangle. But they're triangulating...
Well, no, it's just an easy way. Like you got, they're triangulating between each other, and whenever there's a movement between them, they can calculate, you know, where that movement comes from.
How powerful,
right? Whether it was black holes, what trajectory and whatnot.
It sounds like what they do with earthquakes,
kind of like seismic stuff.
Yeah, whenever they put them seismographs,
it's almost like a spatial seismograph, kind of.
Really?
Space quakes.
There you go.
Is that still a Geiger count?
We should have got to that one on the
radiation.
Doomsday scenarios.
Oh. Space quakes. Did we talk about gamma ray bursts on that one? That's neither here nor there.
Either way.
But another type of drive, if you think about like Nightcrawler, this is kind of weird. Nightcrawler
Wait,
from
he's
X-Men?
Just a mutant that teleports.
How does he teleport, though? Do you guys know how his power works?
I don't.
DNA.
He basically goes into another dimension. And steps out back in our dimension in a different space.
Really?
Yep.
Now, what about that chick on Apocalypse that throws those portals? You know, the X-Men Apocalypse? You ever seen the gal?
Yeah, but
she, like, throws the portals. And, like, she's, like, fighting the Sentinel.
That's like a portal gun, yeah.
No, she did, but that's her power, though. So she.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm talking about. But think
that's
about,
pretty
that's
sweet.
Exactly
I could do that.
That's not all what I'm talking about. Because that just is a portal between two spots in our space. He steps into another dimension and then steps back into our dimension.
Yeah, but how do you know that that's not what happens with her?
It just seems to be point A to point B portals whenever, if I'm thinking of it right. It goes through one and out
the
other.
No, it's
okay,
from
so what
point
about
A
Azazel?
To point A to alternate
What's
universe.
That?
Azazel?
Yeah, that's Nightcrawler's father.
Azazel's not, oh, wow.
He had it
you
with Mystique.
Every day.
Mystique
know that.
Is the mother.
Of Nightcrawler?
You didn't know that? Wow, we're busting it out here, Internet. Shh. Mystique and Azrael are...
Azazel.
Whatever his name was, Azazel.
Is
Nightcrawler's father. Any which way, they both had the same power. They blink
that makes
into
sense because he's blue and she's blue and he's got the power.
Okay, apply this to a spaceship drive. Like, what was it? Event Horizon. Did you ever see that movie?
That was a great movie.
So it blinks out of normal space into another dimension and then comes back into ours after passing through that dimension.
Right. That was a gravity drive.
Yeah, basically.
And what they called it in the movie.
Is that what it was? But the point is, you blink into another reality and come back into ours at a different spot. That's another way you can get around in space.
Right. Well, the other reality they went through was hell. It literally was in the movie.
Lawrence Fishburne.
That's actually a good movie. I'm gonna plug that. Watch that movie, Event Horizon. It was very good. Spaceship, UFO. It's not unidentified, but it's a spaceship.
No, that's the next part of our show today. We're gonna talk about is famous spaceships and UFOs in movies.
Oh, we're not there yet, though.
We're almost there. What else we got?
We got the big one, Area 51.
Oh yeah, well, I never heard of it. What do you know about it?
I know it's in Nevada.
Give me everything.
I know it's top secret.
Give me everything you got.
I know that the employees have to fly on a blacked out plane to get there every day from Las Vegas International Airport. And I know that they're not allowed to talk to anybody. I know that you're not allowed to go there. You're not allowed to be on the premises. You will be shot if you cross the line.
What happens if you look at it on Google Earth?
It says Google Maps, and then you can't see nothing.
I'm checking that right now.
You might be able to zoom in twice, but any closer it won't let you. It even does that over low security areas on Google. If you try looking at any secure, you know, like
information,
a prison or
man.
Refinery, they won't let you see it because why you need to see it,
I guess. Right?
Well, I can give you two or three good reasons.
You can get arrested for taking.
But everybody knows
prison.
Area 51. You know, I mean, that's like the biggest, you know, UFO related site.
Area 51 was in like
Nevada.
It's in Nevada.
Yeah, it's in Nevada, man.
Well, I know there's something going on there. They're hiding like crazy.
It's an actual Air Force base. I don't remember the name of it, but it is an actual Air Force base.
They're definitely developing, you know, secret weapons, if anything. But
Groom Lake is where it was at, but what's the name of that Air Force base?
I would say it's a UFO is probably possible. It's the only place they could keep them secret.
Right. Well,
the most fortified place in the world.
That's the idea, too, that they weren't testing alien ships there, that they were just... Well, one of the theories was they were, you know, backwards, what do they call that? Backwards engineering from alien technology.
Reverse engineering.
Oh, when they swoop in and clean up a spaceship crash?
Right, and then they take everything to Area 51, and that's how we've got all of our...
Well, that was, again, the movie Independence Day. Some really exciting stuff's been happening.
The last 24 hours, exciting's not the word I would choose to describe it.
Yeah, he was pissed about that.
That was a good
Bill Pullman.
I watched it yesterday.
He was in Spaceballs in the Winnebago, wasn't he?
Bill Pullman, he was. He was Lone Star.
Yeah, that Winnebago's got to be one of my favorite spaceships.
That is a great spaceship.
Oh, good point, Alex.
I didn't even think about that one.
Yeah.
Well, what about Mega Maid?
Spaceball 1.
Yeah, Space Mega Maid.
My favorite spaceship's got to be the Red Dwarf from the show Red Dwarf.
I've never seen it.
Oh, you're missing out.
See,
it's a giant red mining ship.
Starbug.
The little green spaceship that they take down to planets and things.
See, that's why I'm glad you're here. What do you know about Doctor Who and their spaceships?
I'm not a huge Who.
I thought you had.
I know it's bigger
on
the inside. Yeah,
that's that Tarsus though. Is that technically
the TARDIS? Is the
TARDIS? That's it.
No, my family are Who heads, but I don't.
Who heads?
Is that what they call them?
I don't know. I just made that up.
Who heads? That's awesome. It's almost like Pooh head.
That's great. Who heads?
Dude.
Yeah, I never really got that show. What's the premise of it? I guess they get in that phone booth and time travel or something, or what's up?
I'm not
interdimensional.
Sure.
It's not a phone booth. It's a call box.
Oh.
It's Britain. They have different words.
Oh, okay.
I've only watched a few episodes of it. But basically, the Doctor Who himself is like an ancient alien who goes around and stops other aliens from. He's like an alien cop almost.
Oh.
Oh, when somebody tries to get extincted.
He's almost like the Green Lantern alien of this sector, you know what I mean?
Really?
Kind of. I mean, that's what I take out of it.
Yeah, see, it was boring
to me. We're
going to
get tore apart.
It was boring to me. I didn't do Doctor Who at all.
What about the Millennium Falcon?
I mean, as far as, like, sexiness goes, I'm going to have to give Millennium Falcon a pretty high sexy rate.
Oh, the Millennium Falcon's a great spaceship. What about, hey.
Remember when it turned sideways to fly in through that little crack in the wall?
Oh, remember it flew out of the fucking space worm?
Yeah, it was right before they went in the crack. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, stop looking at YouTube. Is he doing it again, Alex?
I feel like he is.
Well, let's talk about some more ships we liked.
I know E.T. had a ship come pick him up, but it just looked like a moon lander.
That was a hive ship.
I thought it was just a moon lander is what it looked like.
All right, what about the Borg cube?
Oh, the Borg cube is a crazy
good spaceship. Boring design, though.
Think about what the Borg stood for. They were one mind, hive intelligence. that why bother doing anything more than a simple cube? They had a sphere as well that was on the inside of the cubes that we could break apart. But
God, that's boring. That is not a fun ship. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude, imagine that
cube. No, not at all.
Like, did you ever see the episode of Star Trek
where they warp up on them?
Yeah, it just comes up out of nowhere. Like, we are Borg. Yeah. We will add your technological or biological and technological distinctiveness to our own.
Have you guys
ever? That kind of reminds me of Hitchhiker Guide to the Galaxy. When those
Heart of Gold was a great ship, man.
Well, yeah, but then they came up in the big block ships.
Oh, the Vogon Destructor Fleet.
So you're going to demolish Earth.
Eric's never seen
I haven't watched that. No.
Yeah, dude, then they get this improbability drive.
Yeah, the improbability drive. I should have discussed that one.
Yeah, that's a good power source, so I'm not exactly sure how it works. But
basically, somehow it works. If it can calculate the odds for an event happening, it can, like, make it happen, and then
we talk about this in our planning session.
Yeah, it can make that. That somehow could power the ship. I don't fucking know.
No, it just takes you to where you are in that reality, in that possibility.
Yeah, so anyway, it's weird. It's like, what are the odds of this happening?
And then it normalizes afterward. Well, they hit improbability, like, and they turn into a giant whale in a flower pot.
Well, they didn't turn into that, but like whenever they got above Magrathea, the whale and the fucking pot of petunias came out of nowhere. They just came into existence.
Because it was very improbable.
Yeah. So what do you guys know about the Baltic Sea anomaly? That's a
Is that the one that looks like the Falcon that's in the...
It looks just like the Millennium Falcon at the bottom of the Baltic Sea.
Where the hell is the Baltic Sea?
It's like... Eastern
Now
Europe?
He's asking the hard questions.
Oh, geography, where I fail again. It's in Eastern Europe, isn't it?
I'm looking.
Anyway,
why are we so stupid?
They got a Millennium Falcon.
No, it's genetics, between Sweden and Finland and above Poland.
Is it frozen?
No. I mean, I'm sure it could be.
Showing the picture of it. It's take a look, literally man. Very crazy. If you guys get a second,
it's pretty fucking big.
Look up the Baltic Sea anomaly. And
you want to see the picture of the anomaly?
North of Germany.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't show him the picture?
No, I showed him where the Baltic Sea was.
Oh. But that doesn't give him any help at all.
So come here.
This is
check
a crazy picture. Look up the Baltic Sea anomaly, people.
It is literally, it looks like, it doesn't really look like a spaceship there. I mean, it looks like a building.
I mean, those are some weird lanes.
But it does look like the Falcon.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's an alleged spaceship at the bottom of the Baltic Sea.
It looks like a petrified Millennium Falcon.
It's been there long enough where it's turned to stone.
It has turned to stone.
I wonder if anything will turn to stone left long enough.
What about when we talked about last episode, the Death Star?
That's a UFO? Can you imagine that? It's not a moon. It's a space station. That's not really.
It's unidentified because you don't know if it's a moon or it's a space station.
As soon as you see something like that, you know.
Yeah,
it's an alien.
I mean, what the exact size of that? I mean, that was bigger than the moon, right? I mean, that was huge.
Who knows? But if it's a meteor, it's not going to stop in orbit. If you see that, you know what it is.
Yeah.
It's got to be the most terrifying of spaceships.
Well, right. It has the power to destroy a whole planet.
Google estimates that the first Death Star was 140 to 160 kilometers.
Oh,
and it wildly varies for the second Death Star between 160 and 900 kilometers. So that's really weird.
That's a huge difference.
Yeah.
Can I get it together, Google? Shit.
Ooh, here's something interesting. The Death Star would take 800,000 years and $852 quadrillion to build.
800,000 years.
I mean, if you think about something 160 miles wide,
right,
round, how much metal is that?
A lot.
That's like the core of the Earth.
Right. A lot.
Not quite the core of the Earth, but you get the point.
Maybe.
The core of the Earth is like 3,000 miles of iron, so that's way more than you need.
I mean, I don't know.
Did you guys ever hear of the Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic video game? There was something really cool called the Star Forge. Remember that?
Okay, where you could create a star?
No. It was a big floating like station above a star that siphoned off like plasma from the star. And more or less used it as like a fuel for a replicator. And it could just replicate ships and whatever it wanted. So the old Sith Empire used it to create ships. They would siphon off energy from this star and turn it into instantly like matter to energy conversion.
Really?
Matter conversion, yeah.
That's crazy. Have you ever seen the video of the humongous UFO that docks on the sun and pulls energy straight from the sun?
No, but that's exactly pretty much the same thing.
That is... You watch it right now. Right now. You will not regret it.
That sounds like a pretty...
absolutely crazy.
I don't know. It's a crazy, but it seems plausible compared to a lot of these other ideas.
Have you seen this video?
No. Well, no.
It's nuts. I was watching with Beckham at work the other day, and he was like...
right.
Holy shit. I was like, I'm telling you, man. Right. Found look at that, dude. Yeah. All you just type in YouTube.
Oh, wow,
UFO
man.
Draws power from the sun. Boom.
I don't know. That's weird.
Very weird, isn't it? Very weird.
It almost looks like... a tornadoes type of thing going on.
Right.
It's not a magnetic field line from the look of it, though.
It's weird, dude.
Darker.
It's weird, man. And think about like some of the implications of this, because that thing is so huge. Think about
you know what it could be is just a flare or a solar flare just kind of, well, no, that's a magnetic field line that does those.
That's not a flare at all.
It was there for 80 hours.
If you guys are interested in this, and I really hope you are, just get on YouTube and type in UFO draws power from the sun. It literally shows like a big blocked out spot pulling energy from the sun. When it's done, it docks off and breaks. It's connected by like a little strand to the sun. It's weird stuff, man.
Man, this is fucked up. I'm watching the video
right. Did I not tell you that it blew? I was like,
that would be a massive spaceship. That thing,
dude, this thing was
like,
huge, right? That'd be way bigger than Earth.
This is messed up.
Way bigger than Earth.
Like one of the last people to be like, wow.
Right. That's a very, very crazy video.
That's a neat looking spaceship.
Anyway,
and one of the ones that got me as a little kid was the NASA space shuttle. Oh God, I would run around with that little NASA shuttle.
Yeah. I mean, because that's a spaceship.
Man,
the
chat is going crazy right now on YouTube. They're talking about some sort of spinning Mercury and floating city above China. We'll let them keep doing their thing. Hi, guys on YouTube.
Thanks for all your comments, people. We appreciate
it. Loving it. Anyway,
floating city above China, malfunctioning cloaking.
I saw that
video. Yeah, actually,
I liked it.
That was good.
What about crop circles? You guys think crop circles are supposed evidence of UFOs?
Well, some of them are obvious hoax. You know,
other ones people create these
that
really
are so perfect, no human could even do.
Now, there's a really, really that. Another cool YouTube video about a crop circle being. They actually watching it form. It's very cool.
Well, one of the scientific theories is it's some sort of air jet. You know, air mixing causing these geometric patterns whenever it forms.
You know what? I'm just going to throw that right out the window because I don't think there's too precise for that. The shapes, what do you think, man? I mean, do you think that's really possible for airflow?
I would say any of the ones that are almost art.
Because you've seen a helicopter come down on grass. It doesn't make crazy perfect anything.
Right, yeah. That's chaotic at best.
But what if it's not air that causes it? What if it's some sort of ionized air where it just is like
temporal energy or something?
Well, think about this. Maybe it screws it like a static electricity charge just kind of makes plants go limp. You know, like the way field lines come down in weird shapes.
And that's not all that uncommon because there are actually plants that when you touch them, they'll fold their leaves
as a protection. Type of mimosa, which is a fern plant.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I've also seen where they put a piece of paper on top of a speaker and put sand on it. And as they turn the frequency on the speaker, it makes perfect geometric patterns.
Right. So,
it does come in nature.
Yeah, you're talking about naturally occurring shapes like the hexagon on Saturn. I'm sure you've seen that. Right. We've talked about that before.
Yeah.
So, I mean, shapes are coming out of nature things.
Some of the shapes in these cornfields don't look anything like
geometric. No, not at all.
I don't mean nature, so to speak. I mean from scientific happenstance. Like, there was a cause.
You're talking about sacred geometry here.
Yeah.
Sort of. That's a whole other discussion.
Crop circles aren't bad.
That's a good episode we need to do.
True.
I don't know. Signs, the movie, got me good. I like him.
But I've also seen videos of a guy that showed you exactly how to make a crop circle. He had a broomstick tied with a rope on each end. And he just walked with it and just pressed the stuff down. You know what I mean? As long as you can make uniform lines, I wouldn't see it be hard. But I'm not saying I don't believe the crop circles. Man, that shit's nuts. That's huge. Man,
it's the
like
easiest thing
line.
To copy, though. I mean, so...
Right, but you know what? Think about it.
It's like seeing UFOs, like I was saying before, like how you've got all these thousands of sightings of UFOs.
Uh-huh.
It's the same thing with crop circles. You got thousands of them.
But
mostly
copycat. Some of these sightings are perfect.
Right.
And some of these signs are perfect.
You got to give some of them.
This YouTube listener makes a great point. He thinks crop circles are microwaves from military satellites.
It could very well be.
Yeah,
or
I mean,
maybe that, a frequency variation in the HARP program that resonates around the world and lands in spots.
I need to really search. You guys know a lot more about this HARP than I do.
Yeah, well,
high altitude research,
auroral research program, high altitude auroral,
and they blast
research
high
program.
Frequency different
into the
type
ionosphere.
Hey, one type of propulsion we forgot about when we were talking about space propulsion: solar sails.
Solar sails, like, yeah, Count that's Dooku. Interesting, man.
So from, cold on one side, hot on the other?
No, just like a big
a photonic sail,
boat.
More or less.
Oh,
like
so the energy is coming from a photon projection, but the power is coming from the sail.
It's like
the sails
ion
are
drives
catching,
as well.
Right, ion drives push like as hard as a piece of paper laying on something,
right.
But over time they keep speeding
and
up.
And it's the same principle with the solar sail.
Of light.
The way
so
I understood it was they caught
isn't that what they do with Voyager?
Radiation.
Yes, it is. Well, that's basically it. They're very low mass particles. But over time, and with no pushback, those will add up and create.
Right, because there's no resistance in space.
Right. Well, very little.
That's what you were saying about only being able to push of a piece of paper.
Right.
But over time,
it
because of no
of
resistance.
Power.
That's right. The space probes Voyager and Voyager 2 both had an ionic drive. The ionic drive is pretty common, actually.
That's an interesting one, man.
So
That's interesting, man.
It's fucking interesting.
Yeah. Woo is not the issue here, dude.
We're not talking about woo. Okay.
You got any favorite spaceships we haven't mentioned?
What about Enterprise?
NCC 1701?
That was a slick ship.
Nobody A, B, C, or D. Did you ever see that episode of Star Trek?
No.
God, you guys suck.
I'm not a Trekkie, all right? Yeah, I don't do Who or Trek. What do you want?
If you don't do Trek...
If you don't do the Who, man, come on now. The Who's a great band.
You remember when Ricky Bobby says, if you don't chew Big Red? I feel the same way about if you don't watch Star Trek.
Hey, I did watch the
If you don't
latest...
watch Star Trek, then fuck you.
Exactly. I watched the latest movies they made with the young.
Oh, don't get
I loved
me started.
Him. He's a hater.
I like
He is
him.
A hater.
I never watched the old stuff.
They
but
were
I liked
great.
The new stuff.
They're... Dude, they perfectly represent Khan. Khan is...
Are you fucking kidding me?
I loved it.
Hey, we're not going to get into techie nerd rage here, all right?
Yeah.
You shut up. We're already
I'm
there.
Taking him outside after
we
the YouTube video's over, and I'm going to show him Star Wars can kick Star Trek's ass. You just wait and
see. Oh, wait.
Him.
Hey,
we'll
Everett,
let you know next
how does
week
this make you feel, Everett?
Yeah,
Star Wars is more probable.
Dead, and I'll be in jail.
look at his left eye, ladies and gentlemen. He's going to tell you that was from his dog, but that was about our conversation earlier about Star Trek over Star Wars.
That's not how it happened.
That's what happened.
It was my dog.
No, it was not his dog.
You said I would say that. Damn it.
I know. I was going to tell you it was his dog.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, man. So
push us on or kill us off. What do you got?
Push us on. I don't know. What do we got? Iconic spaceships we've talked about. I don't know.
Well, the Men in Black. I mean.
Oh, yeah. The Men in Black. That's a crazy one about UFOs. Well, so the story is there's a secret government entity that has employs men that walk around in. Pretty much what Alex is wearing right now, minus the blue
Not
shirt.
Not pretty much. They have white shirts.
They have white shirts, black tie, wow. black
Everybody's
suits.
Seen the Men in Black movie. Let's not act
there
like that's not a thing. That gives you a perfect example, albeit a prettied up version of what the Men in Black are.
Right, right. But, you know, in essence, they're a secret government program that is designed to deal with UFOs, alien-related phenomena.
Investigate.
It's a lot of diplomacy, I imagine. They look like they were a pretty well interconnected community, not quite at war.
Did you guys ever watch Fringe? The Men in Black.
Yeah, Fringe was good.
They were represented in that.
Fringe was good.
They were like another species or something in that.
Yeah, well, and that's the common theory among a lot of conspiracy theorists is that
exactly what I'm saying. They got powers, the Men in Black.
Right.
Telepathic powers.
Like they could be a reptilian transforming elites.
Who knows what they are, Alex? It could be the
But
reptilians.
That's a good point, man. They could be trying to keep the information suppressed.
Places of power.
Yes.
I saw Hillary the other day looked reptilian as hell.
Oh, man. Bill with the balloons.
That boy was happier than him.
Gosh. Wasn't he?
Back in
there's something
cake.
Wrong
it
with
was
that
bad.
Guy, man. I mean, I'm not going to
well,
pretend that
he's getting
not,
old. He's probably,
right.
you know.
I feel bad because I kind of like Bill.
Well,
you know, I mean,
Jimmy
he's just,
Carter was good up to the end.
Hey
what
guys,
Jimmy Carter. Was
hey
good
guys,
up
I hate to
end.
Interrupt. We're doing a show about UFOs, not Jimmy Carter.
If well, you ask
wasn't
me,
wasn't Bill Clinton the anyway. First one to look
no,
into
Jimmy
the,
Carter?
Hey, that's
oh,
what,
Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, but Bill
he got mocked openly for it too. And Reagan also, him and Reagan both had UFOs that they supposedly seen. But after Reagan and saw what happened to Jimmy Carter, whenever he openly talked about his UFO sightings and he was mocked,
right.
people thought he was fucking crazy. He dropped that shit quick.
Did you not see
really.
Bill Clinton on the Late Show?
No.
They asked him, what was the first thing you did as president?
Yeah.
And he said, the very first thing I did as president was I went to the people that knew this, and I asked them, I want to see everything on aliens. I want to see everything on UFOs.
Yeah,
bring it all. I swear to God, that's what he said.
Yeah.
Bring it all to me. And he's like, well, what'd you come up with? Nothing.
Yeah.
That's what he said. Nothing.
It was good.
But never mind.
That was right. But that was his first thing in office. Bill Clinton did was
to. That had to be one of the first things I do too.
Right, I mean,
Area
really?
51. I want every file you got.
Let's get
what's
Air
it really
Force
called?
One,
I don't care.
Get it gassed up.
You know,
we're
you
fucking
know there's
going.
Stuff the president does can't even know.
Right.
Do
yeah,
you have
know.
An interstellar phone I can contact ET with?
Yeah.
I'd like to do that.
Well, we've just discussed
ET
this
made
before.
One real easy.
He was in the Star Wars universe.
Yeah, in episode
one. Episode
Senate.
Three.
I thought it was one that was, he was in the Senate. He's probably in both.
Yeah, both.
I'm thinking there was other presidents that saw UFOs too. Well, at least Columbus reported one on his way over to America the first
that
time.
That happened in the middle of going right through the Bermuda Triangle because we talked about this on our Strangest Places on Earth episode.
Oh, that's
that
right.
We always keep coming back to stuff, which is kind of cool though.
Yeah, because we fucking forget to talk about everything while we're talking about it. We always round back around.
Right.
One of the great shows. Very
but
meta.
That was one thing we talked about on the Strangest Place on Earth that Columbus actually documented in his.
Logs.
In his logs.
Yeah. Captain's logs, yeah.
Captain logs, Stardate 4967.
It's not Stardate.
Hey, shut up. You don't like Star Trek. You don't get into Captain's log. That's exclusively for Trekkies,
Star
asshole.
Trek thing, not a horse thing, huh? But well, yeah, so that was, you know, one of the theories was he was going through the Bermuda Triangle and saw a UFO.
So. He was clever. There's a lot of...
Who, Columbus?
Oh, yeah. He went and told those Cubans that the gods were getting mad at him, and it was just an eclipse, and then he convinced them he was their leader.
I didn't know anything about that.
Oh, yeah. I can't remember where he landed.
Man, Columbus was
into
some heavy shit, man.
Columbus was into a cult, man. And the cult was into aliens, man.
You sound like a... In case you guys don't know, he's talking about Slater from...
Daisy Confused. It's very funny.
I don't know. We're going in circles again, so you know what that means.
That means we're going to wrap it up. Yeah. It's been real, and it's been fun. And it's been real fun. So, but I think we're going to wrap it up, and be sure to tune in next week because we're going to do a sort of a continuation. It kind of coincides with this episode because we're going to talk about...
It's going to be way better. Aliens.
You're going to be way better.
Yeah, I got a lot of cool stuff planned for aliens. Hey, man, UFOs are a hard one to talk about.
UFOs. Well, Everett, you keep putting down my UFOs. You got to love the UFOs.
I do love UFOs.
I do love UFOs. Trust me.
In a way, there's way more to talk about UFOs because there's way more sightings
I don't know, man.
I'm going to talk about with aliens next week.
It's deeper, though.
It's like time travel. It's theoretical.
Yeah.
Which is great because there's no way to debunk it. I like that.
We prefer fringe subjects here. That way, Pig Pit doesn't get frustrated. Ever doesn't like the stuff that can be
you ever heard of Occam's razor?
No.
Usually the simplest explanation is the correct answer.
Okay.
So basically that's what I say on most conspiracy stuff. Yeah, it could be a far-reaching conspiracy or the guy was drunk and lied.
Well, you know what? I'd much rather believe conspiracies that these large, powerful people are actually controlling things than the random chaos.
Right. Why is it harder to believe that 270 million Americans are lazy than that 1% is greedy?
No, that's not.
Why is that harder to believe?
Well, I don't know. That's a bit
Let's
of a
not
stretch.
Have a debate
right.
on that.
On that note, we're out of here, you guys. Remember to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/surrealtalk. And you can also find us on Twitter at @surrealtalkshow. You can also find a live video recording of every single show that we're going to do from here on out.
And please subscribe on YouTube.
On YouTube, yeah. And while you're there watching, there's a little red button right over here, and it says subscribe. Click that, and that'll be great. But
subscribe.
Yeah, we've been getting lackluster on our subscribe.
Subscribe.
And also remember to give us a review on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, Google Play, or your favorite podcast outlet. And let us know how you think we're doing. 5 stars, preferably. But you can always email us at info@surrealtalkshow. Remember, comment, share, subscribe. I'm doing it again, man. I like to go to. I love the outros, man. No, thanks for listening. Please join in next week when we talk about aliens. Have a good day.
See you
later.
Please wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets. Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
I'm mad as hell! I'm not gonna take it anymore!
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.